The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Baba Mitzia Daf Petet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ainu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther U'Hashem Tinuchenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Petet Amud Rishon. And we are 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Da'ish. It says in the Torah, Lo Tahsom Shor Bedisho. You're not allowed to muzzle an ox when it is threshing. That's the word da'ish over there. So the Gemara is going to learn some laws that are learned out from this law of da'ish, from the law that the animal is allowed to eat when it is threshing. Ma da'ish miyuchad davar shegidulo karka. Just like da'ish, which is the wheat. That is an item that grows from the ground, upo'el ochel bo, and a worker is allowed to eat, like we learned earlier, that the Torah says that a worker is allowed to eat from the wheat when he's working. Af kol shegidulei karka, so to everything that grows from the ground, po'el ochel bo. That's the rule, which means, just like the wheat comes from the ground, and the worker can eat from it, so to anything that comes from the ground, the worker can eat from it. Now, why does the Gemara have to start off with the words Daish? The lo tasum shor b'disho was not said by men. The lo tasum shor b'disho was said by animals. But if you remember in yesterday's daf, we ended off in saying we make a comparison between the Hosem and the Nihsam, and the Nihsam and the Hosem. We make a connection between the fellow and the animal that gets muzzled, and the animal that gets muzzled to the muzzler, to the one that does it. So therefore we can compare these two halachot to each other. Anyway, the Gemara is learning from here that it only applies to things that grow from the ground. Yatsa cholev. A cholev is somebody that's milking a cow, cannot drink the milk when he is milking. Vam mehabet, someone mehabet is making butter. Vam megaben is making cheese. So in all these cases over here, she'en gidule karka ve'en po'el ochel bo, and the workers cannot eat. So the Gemara says, lamali, what do I need a pasu? What do I need this for? We know it already. Mechi tavo bekerem ne'echa nafka. We learned kerem. Just like kerem is grapes. Grapes grow from the ground. Therefore, you don't need this dayish limud. It's tarich. You still need it. Tzalka da tachamina. Ho'il v'chtiv. Kama lerabot. Kol ba'ale kama. Since we had a word kama. And the word kama came and teach me to include all things that grow, to include everything, not only wheat, but to include everything that grows from there, vegetables and things like that, fruits. I might have thought that it's coming to include even things, everything, even things that are not going to let karka. That's what comes to teach me. No, that the law of the worker eating only applies to things that actually grow from the ground. Tanya, we have another braita. Dayish, ma dayish, just like when it comes to the law of the dayish, the dash. Miuhad, it is specific. Davar shebishat gemar melacha. Po'el ochel bo, that the po'el is allowed to eat it because it's at the time of the gemar melacha. It's already after it is cut from the ground. So it's gemar melacha. They're already threshing it. Av kol shu b'shat gemar melacha. Only things that are at the time of the gemar melacha, meaning at the plucking, po'el ochel bo, yatsa, to the exclusion of ha-menachesh b'shumim. Menachesh b'shumim is somebody that is taking out, let's say, the bad onions and the weeds from the good ones. So that's really not plucking the onions, you're just taking away the bed, right? Ube betzalim, beshumim from garlic, ube betzalim, hu'il ve'en gemar melacha. Since you're not plucking the actual fruits, like consider gemar melacha, en po'el ochel bo. So therefore the po'el cannot eat. Without like pruning the ground and things like that, you're not plucking. Only at the time when you're plucking the item where it's gemar melacha, where it's a final melacha. So the Gemara says, "Lamali, we know that already." Meve'el keliecha lo titen nafka. We know that already in yesterday's daf from a pasuk. It says, when the worker is taking the food, he should not put it in his own basket. He should put it in the basket of the owner. So what do we see? That must be talking about at the time where you're plucking it off the tree, where you're putting it in the basket. So if that's when the worker is allowed to eat, so what do you need this derasha for? Lo tzericha afagav delo mashli dekam mashlif ketine mibine alime. The cases where you're taking the small onions from the big onions. You have big onions, that small onions are not going to grow anymore. They're just deformed onions, so therefore you want to pull the small onion out, and you're going to put it in the basket. Mm-hmm. And you want to give room for the bigger onions to grow. So you might have thought that that's considered like picking onions, and therefore you should be able to eat it, because it's going to come out of the car. And therefore, kamash malan, it's like a weed. Since you're taking out an onion that's really not going to grow so much, you're putting it in the basket just to to make room for the bigger ones to grow. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat from that onion because it's not considered gemar melacha. Let's read Rashi for a second. The kam mashtiv katine. Yes, but salim, there's certain onions, they're small, they're always remain small. They take them out from the amongst the big ones, in order to make room. You are putting the fruit in the balabayit's baskets. You cannot exclude it from the pasuk of elkel yechalu titen because you are putting it in the basket, so the melacha should be able to eat it. However, ma'etu midayish telav shat gemal melacha. It's not considered gemal melacha. The ikar peulah mishum tikun gedolimu. The main reason why you're doing it is not for the small onions; it's for the big onions. Therefore, shem mechubarim ve'omdim. Therefore, that's still attached. Therefore, even though you put stuff in the basket, the worker cannot eat from these items. Tanya idach. Daish, ma daish miyuchad, just like daish is specific. Tavashul nigmera melachto lemaaser, that the deen is that he can eat so long as you didn't make a finished process for the laws of maaser. So long as the fruit or the item is not obligated in maaser yet, so then the law is he's allowed to eat from it. Poel ochelbo, of course, shulun nigmera melachto lemaaser. So too, as long as the melacha has not been finished for the maaser. Either you put it in stacks, or you put it in the house, each one according to its rule, poel o chelbo. So that's the law, which means he can only eat as long as it's not obligated in maaser. Yatza, to the exclusion of what? Habodel v'temarim u'begroglot. You have, let's say, temarim is dates and figs that are attached to each other. So they take this type of fork and they separate them. When they're all attached to each other, the bodel. They separate them. Rashi says shemidubakot zubazu umavdilan b'magnefa. Think of a type of fork, whatever it may be, a shovel of some sort, and they separate them. Huil v'nigmera melachto lemaaser. At that point, that's considered gemar melacha for these type of fruits. And poel ochel bo. So the poel will not be allowed to eat from it. So basically, the law is dafka kodem maaser. The Gemara says v'atanya. We learned in a braita habodel b'temarim. If a person is bodel be temarim begerot, meaning he separates them, which we just said is the gemar for maaser, poel ochel bo, says the poel is allowed to eat. So make up your mind: is separating the figs that are attached to each other, is that considered poel can eat from it, or he can't eat from it? We have a stira. Amar papaki tanya hi betochalne. That was referring to tochalne. What is tochalne? That she says temarim ra'im. That's about the bad dates. She'en mitbashelim be'ilan. They don't ripen on the tree. U'machnisan l'kiyum b'kli shel kapotamim. They put them in these baskets made out of reeds. Kapotamim is palm. V'shman tohalot. They're called tohalot. U'mitchamemot u'mitbashelot. And they ripen in the baskets. V'kodim shenitbashelu ka'amad. And the right over that saying that you can eat from them, the poel, is referring to before they ripen. There's certain type of dates called tohaltot. Those items do not ripen on the tree. So even though he put them in the basket, and even though he was separating them, it's not considered gemar melacha, because these items still need more processing for them to ripen. So therefore, that's what the Braita meant when it said that the poor is able to eat from dates, that even though you separated them, that's talking about the dates that are called tohalni. That are permissible. Tanya idak. We have another blighter. Daish. Ma daish. What says daish? It's lo tasom shol bedisho. We're learning from the wheat. It says ma daish miyuchad davashvo nigbena melechto lehala. Oh, that this item over here has not finished the process for hala, which means wheat is hayav in hala. When is the process finished for hala? When you put the water in it and you make dough. So long as the process for hala has not been finished yet, ופועל אוכל בו, the worker can eat from it. אף כל דבר שנגמרה מלאכתו להלה, פועל אוכל בו, יצא to the exclusion of halash, which is now we're learning a chadush, that when you have wheat, there's a leniency. That you don't have to, the poel can eat not only ma'aser, ma'aser already was from the pile, let's say, but so long as it hasn't been finished for the chayuv of halah, the worker can still eat from it. To the exclusion of halash, what is lash? Kneading. Once you get to the kneading stage, so then of course it's considered dough. V'ham mekatef. How does he learn the word mekatef?
Shapes.
Shaping it. Shaping it into dough. Now Tosfot has a bomb question over here. He doesn't answer it. He says, once you tell me kneading, the shaping it is after. So you don't have to tell me shaping. Already the poor has to stop eating from the kneading state. What are you talking about? The mikatev? He doesn't answer it. And then the ha'ofeh. And baking. No, because baking, I can tell you, they're baking it before they needed it. There's certain cases where they bake the dough before they need it. So that's okay. You can have a case where you baked it before you needed it. That's a case. But to shape it, that means it became dough already. So that's what it says. Anyway, שנגמרה מלאכתו לחלה דאין פועל אוכל בו. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What do I care? Where did you introduce this hala business? והלו נגמרה מלאכתו למעשר. What do I care? It already from an earlier stage, it was נגמר for ma'asir. And the chaura, once it's already for ma'asir, it should be forbidden. Which means, Rashi says, v'halo nigmeram belakto l'masir, v'techina, meaning at the grinding stage, v'rekida, that's like the sifting, t'mekameh lisha nami lo echir, which means even before the lisha stage, he should be forbidden to eat, because already the item is obligated in ma'asir. So Gemara says, now don't worry about that. Lakasha, b'chutza la'aris askina deleka ma'asir. We're talking about in chutza la'aris, where there is no deen of ma'asir. So the Gemara says, yache halana medeka. So there's no halah either in chutz la'aretz. So therefore, you can't say it's talking about chutz la'aretz. Ela le'olam ba'aretz. We're going to tell you this case is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'lakashya, b'sheva shekivshu u'b'sheva shehalku. There's 7 years that Yeshua ben Nun, when he entered Eretz Yisrael and he conquered. There was a conquering for 7 years, and then there was a division of the land for 7 years. Altogether, 14 years of conquering and dividing. The Amar Mor, we have a statement that says, Sheva Shekivshu, Vesheva Shehelku, the 7 years they conquered, and the 7 years they divided, Nithayebu Behala, Velo Nithayebu Behmaaser. Hadush. So those 14 years, there was no Hayyub Maaser yet. But there was a Hayyub of Hala. So they wanted this Braita that said, by the wheat, the cutoff point that the poor can eat is once it's Hayyab and Hala, that was talking about during the 14 years where there was no Maaser obligation. But there still was a halah obligation. Now let's just get the details of how do we know that for the first 14 years there was halah and there was no ma'aseh. So the big Rashi over here. Rashi dibura matin etchayevu behalah velo netchayevu bema'aseh. So this comes from Kiddushin, as she says. Sifri, parashat shelach also. Dechtiv, beboachem el ha'aretz. When you're going to come into the land, shinah katuv bi'azu mikol bi'ot sheba Torah. Shinema, normally it says, ki tavo'u. V'kan ne'emar beboachem, when you will enter. Mishinchnesu la'aretz nitchayevu behala. When the Jewish people entered the land, they were obligated in hala. Beboachem, as you enter. That's the word, beboachem. Aval b'maaser lo nitchayevu ela lahar yirusha v'yishiva. Until they conquered it, and they inherited it, and they settled it. Tichtiv aser ta'aser uchtiv atem b'mkom asher yivchar ad shenivchera shiloh. Only once they established the Mishkan in Shiloh, that's when Ma'aser took hold. Lo nitchayevu v'hayinu lahar kibush v'chaluk kedichtiv b'yoshua v'chol yimei kibush v'chaluk haya oel moed b'gilgal. For the first 14 years, the oel moed was in Gilgal. The Torah says that the Ma'aser is only chayav when the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Oh, so basically that's what the Gemara wants to say. That which we just said, that the halakha, that's a plug when there's no din of ma'asir. When is no din of ma'asir? In chutz la'aretz, chutz la'aretz no din of halah either. Oh, so must be to one in Israel. Israel, how could that be? There's a chayuv ma'asir. No, it's about the 14 years where there was no chayuv ma'asir, then the cutoff point of Israel eating is the chayuv of halah. So the Gemara has a question. The Gemara says, hold it. Midi ma'asir kagarim, gemar melacha kagarim. The Gemara's question over here is that, what are you talking about? Which means the ikar item is not ma'asir. The ikar item is gemar melacha, which is once you get to the stage of gemar melacha, the final process, which by the way, usually we determine by the hayuv of ma'asir. But who cares if there's no ma'asir? Just go then with the regular gemar melacha. I mean, it's not a deen that the po'el has to stop eating once it's chayav in ma'asir. The deen is it's chayav once it becomes gemar Melaka. Look at Tosfot. Tosfot says, "Midi ma'aser kagarim." The kevan dimayu hayavim b'ma'aser. If they were hayav in ma'aser, hava hashiv gevar melaka le'ma'aser hala miruah. You would be hayav right after you made the pile. Vaynu olkim batat ota gevar melaka ki em hayavim name lo havi pachot v'nizil batra v'amay azim batar hala. Which means, just because you don't have ma'aser, so what? But gevar melaka hayav. So we'll go with. Potentially, if you had ma'asir, What would be the Gemara Melacha? Miruach Kli? So Miruach Kli, that's the Gemara Melacha. So therefore, what's the difference if you're in a place where there's no Maasid? You shouldn't let the poet eat until Halah. You should stop him at the Gemara Melacha. That's the Gemara's question. So comes the Gemara and answers. El Amar Abinai, you know something? You're right. Kroch v'taneh. You got to learn that last part of the Brayta that it introduced Halah. Learn it differently. You have to learn it two statements together, like this. Daish. Ma daish miyuchad. Dabar shelo nigmar melachto lema'asir. Ul hala. Oh, the Braita includes two things here. That daish is an item, the wheat, that it didn't finish its melacha, not for ma'asir, not for hala. Upo'el ochelbo. So the poor can eat it. Afkot shelo nigmar melachto lema'asir. Ul hala. That's any item that did not finish two processes. Ma'asir and hala. Po'el ochelbo. Now look at what did Rabbi not fix for me? So look at the bottom Nashim. Nashim is going to explain what this fixes for us. Look at the bottom Nashim of the daf. Amar Rabbi na krok v'tanef. Hanachtarte matnitin de le'el lo titninu lechuda. Which is don't learn one braita ma'asir and one braita hala. Ela put them together. Ma'asir v'hala. Lemitni mir kamaita ma'adayish b'yuchadav ha'shol d'gbar me'akhtol le'ma'asir. If you're going to just learn ma'asir alone, then you have a problem. The imken shma mina hanigmera lemaaser lo achil, because then you're going to make a deal. You can say, oh, but if it finishes for maaser, the poor can eat. Then you have a question from the second braita, because the second braita gives you up until hala. So therefore, you cannot learn the braita separately because it's giving you two cutoffs points. Why? Vekasha bebatraita. You're going to have a question from the second braita. Ela krok vetani hadas. Learn it together. Ma daish miyuchad shol nigmar me'akhtol lemaaser ul hala shehen devarim anohagim bo. Which means items that have two things, ma'asir and halah, then the cut of what afkol shalom the grammar told the davar nahuk bo im the ma'asir lechudeh the ma'asir, which is if the only item it has is ma'asir, then like a fig, then the cut of point is ma'asir im lechalah, and if the cut of point is for halah and we'll have halah, then it goes to halah. For example, wheat yatzah vodel betemarim. To the exclusion of, let's say, separating temarim, tenigmar de ma'asir, the end baem davar mi'uhar mimir. There's nothing past it, there's no hala, v'yatza halash, and then exclude lash, shenigmeram melachto le'me'uhar shebo. And lash also, because lash is already hayav in hala. So therefore, by saying both, it's only wheat really, it's five grains actually. Five grains that are hayav in hala, their cutoff point is a little later. That means even though it's hayav in ma'asir, now he starts to grind it. He can still eat them when he's grinding it. He can still eat it until they actually put the water in and they start to mix it. So that is the there is no stira. Certain things are for ma'asir and certain things are for hala. Comes again as a question. Ibaya lehu po'el. Okay. Ma'u shiyehavhev be'ur v'yokhal. Is the po'el, when he takes the grapes, can he singe the grapes in the fire and eat the singed grapes? Why not? So Gemara says, because you might eat more. Mi'avi ka'anavim v'davar acher olo. It seems when you singe them, they become sweet. Now we learned earlier, for example, you can't put salt on the grapes because that makes the grape, brings out the flavor of them, and it's going to cause them to eat more. So when the Torah said anavim, grapes, we said anavim v'lo anavim v'davar acher. Not grapes plus something else. So over here, the she'ela is, well, you're not really adding something else. You're just singeing it, but that's causing the same result, making it sweeter, and therefore it's going to cause the worker to eat more. So the she'ela is he allowed to singe them and eat it? So Gemara says, okay, tashema. Rashai balabayit lehashkot po'alim yayin. The balabayit is allowed to give the workers wine. Kedesh shelo yuchlu anavim harbe. In order that they don't drink so eat so much grapes, he can give them some wine to drink. Rasha'im po'alim netabel pitam betzir. The workers are allowed to take their own bread and dip it in tzir, as like a dip of brine, in order to open their appetite. Kedesh yuchlu anavim harbe, in order to eat a lot of grapes. So what do you see from over here? So you see the chaura, they should be allowed to do this. I mean, the Torah only is said to put something with the grapes itself, like putting salt or something extra on the grapes itself. However, putting the hibub on these items, well, actually, I'm saying grapes, by the way, but it makes more sense to say, not only grapes, she says both, grapes and wheat. Wheat, we understand when you do the wheat in the fire, it makes it sweeter. But Rashi says both. Look at the bottom of Rashi, by the way. Et melilot. Melilot is the ears of wheat. Ve'or or ve'ur mematek tamo vechen ha'anavim. So it's both of them. But what do you see from over here? It should be permissible because bottom line, just like we let them eat the bread, another item, external item to open up the appetite. So we should let them do this thing to open up the appetite and eat more grapes. Not considered like davar achet. Gemara says le'akshure gavra lo kame ba'yalan, which means I'm not asking that. You misunderstood my question. Gemara says to prepare the guy. I'm not talking about that. She le'akshure gavra le'achin atzmo le'achila meruba, to prepare himself for a big appetite lo me ba'yalan shere lo asra alav Torah. Which is, when you're putting salt on the patty, there you're enhancing the patty. When I'm eating bread, I'm fixing the guy. That's not, I'm just opening up my own appetite. That's the Torah did not also in me. So therefore, I have no she'ela la'akshure gavla. You don't bring me an ayah from the bread. The bread, I'm doing it to myself. I'm not touching the patty. The she'ela is putting the fire on the grape. So that's the she'ela. Gemara says, is that considered akshure pira? Is that considered fixing the fruit or not? Because by the salt, I'm adding something to it. It's an additive. Here, I didn't add, it's the same item. I just put it in the vase. So that's the she'ela. How do you look at this item? So comes the Gemara and says, Kazgavrad says, Tashemai, what's the deen? Tashema. Poalin ochlin anavim. The workers are allowed to eat grapes. Birashe umaniyot shelahim. Birashe umaniyot, as she says, at the heads of the rows. As she says that at the heads of the rows, the grapes were more tasty because the sun, it seems, beats on that area of the field more than another. So therefore, no, we didn't get to it yet. So therefore, he's allowed to wait and not eat in the middle of the field, to eat more at the ends of the field, because it's a better grape. Look at Rashi. Po'alim ochlim anavim kol achilatan, their whole eating, mashin, they can delay, ad shemagiin lerosh umanuyot. They can wait till they get to the heads of the rows. Shehen bagalui, it seems they're in the open, v'hashemesh makeh otam, the sun comes down on them, umimatekan, and sweetens them. Back to the Gemara. Clearly, so long as they don't toast them. So you see clearly, it's asur, he can't get it clearer. Kamara says, no. Different point over there. Hatam mishum bitul melacha. Over there, it's because it's going to take time to do it. Because the guy's working. Now all of a sudden he's taking the grapes and he's making a fire. You're getting paid to work. Not making time to make a boob. It's a different reason. Ki kame bayalan. My question, the Gemara says, was why? Our question, hecha diika ishto ubanav. He has his wife and children that are not working for the balabayan. So they're making the hibhub for him as he's working, so it's not taking any time. So the she'ela back to it is, since he's going to make the hibhub, it's going to make the item sweeter, therefore he's going to come to eat more. But on the other hand, you're not enhancing anything to the actual patty itself, you're putting an additive to the patty. So that's the question. So Gemara says, my, what's the deen? Tashema. Lo yehabeb be'ur ve'yochal. The law is over here. Lo yehabeb be'ur. You're not allowed to singe or toast the grapes or the wheat in the fire. Ve'lo yichmor ba'adama. As she says, they used to put it in the ground in order to keep them warm. Ve'yochal. Ve'lo yefrich al gabe ha'sela. Don't take the fruit and bang it on the rock. Why would they do that? It says like for apples. In order to crack an apple, they would bang it on the rock in order to open it up. Ve'yochal. Don't do that. The worker cannot do any of these things. Aval mefrich al yad ve'ochel. He can take the fruit with his hand, crack it in his hand, and eat it. Oh, so therefore, what do you see over here? Clearly, lo yavhev bi'ur ve'yochal. First statement, he cannot put it into the fire. So the Gemara again, hatam mishum bitul melacha. Again, the issue over there is bitul melacha, because it's taking time taking away from the work. You know why? It makes sense that the issue over there is a time factor, and it's not a sweetening factor. Why? Because if you learn that the reason why it's asur is because it sweetens the fruit, what are you talking about? When you crack a fruit on a rock, does it make it sweeter? Which obviously the context of this braita was not with sweetening it. Because cracking the fruit on the rock does not make it sweeter. Gemara says, by the way, that's no proof. When you do crack it on the rock, it will make it a drop sweeter, because then when you break it open. So therefore, that no, I was not talking about sweetening, but I could reject it and say that's talking about melacha, and if we have no, so we're still back to the old question, is it permissible? And really the Gemara, at this point, leaves it. The Gemara does not answer the question, is hibub permissible or not? Now the Gemara tries to figure it out from somewhere else. Tashema. Po'alim workers, shayu oderin bete'enim. Oderim is they were collecting or they're plucking the figs. Ve'godrin bete'marim. Godrin also means plucking. Every word of it is going to be different based on the fruit that they are picking. So by figs it's called odrin. By dates it's called godrin. Butsrin ba'anavim. That's grapes. Umuskin bezetim. That's olives. Hare elu ochlim. They are allowed to eat. The workers, that is. Ufturim. Okay, turim from maaser. Right? Shatorah zichta lahim. Because the Torah gave them that right. Bepitam lo yochelu. With their bread. They should not eat. They should not put it in their bread, as she says. Because they can eat a lot. Let's take a permission from the balabayit to eat it in that manner. Velo yispot bemelach veyochal. Oh, and you cannot add salt on the grapes and eat them. Rashi says, lo yispot yitbol. Don't dip them in salt. Katzakadatak mishum anavim. V'davar acher. At this point over here, we're assuming the reason why it's asur is because you're making the peri sweeter, and therefore you can eat more than the balabayit of the allowance, and therefore it's a sur. V'yogal. So Gemara says, so you see what? You see that you're not allowed to enhance the fruit. So the Gemara says, hold it. Melach vaday ka'anavim v'davar acher dameh. Which means salt, for sure is considered grape plus. Grape with something else, which the Torah clearly is osir. V'lo yisko. Okay. So then we have no raya. We thought that you have an ayah, just like you can't put salt, so you can't put the hibub. No, salt, the guy is considered an additive. But who says hibub is considered an additive? Oh, period. So the Gemara says, now we go into a side point. You just told me, you can't, like, remember this bride, there's going to be the whole kitri and this dafir. The bride that just said, don't put salt. How do we learn don't put salt? Don't put salt because it sweetens it. You're going to eat more than you're allowed, therefore it's a problem. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to put salt. V'lo yispot b'melach v'yuchal? Is that so that you're not allowed to eat the grapes with the salt? We have a contradiction. What's the contradiction? Hasocher et ha-po'el. You hire a worker. Le'ader ul-keshkesh tachat ha-zetim. I guess to dig. Right, the hoe, the kaskesh is to cover up some roots that became revealed. Tachat hazetim, he's working. Now we know at that point he cannot eat, because that's not considered gemar melacha. He's not plucking. Hare ze lo yochal. We know that already. You're only allowed to eat at the time of the gemar melacha, where he's actually plucking. The first part of the braita is clear. Nashi. Hare ze lo yochal min hazetim shebeilan tebainan sha'at gemar melacha. That's right, you need the time of the gemar melacha. Next part of the braita. Sachrol libsor, sachrol limsok, sachrol lilkot. Those are all items. One is by grapes, one is by olives, one is by other fruit. That what? You hire them to pick the fruit. Hare ze ochel. No problem, you can eat the worker. We know that law already. Upatur is patur from maaser. Shatorah zachta or zichta lahim. Because the Torah gave it to him. Torah gives him a right to eat. He's like the owner. Just like the owner doesn't have to take ma'aser at that time, he also doesn't have to take ma'aser at that time. Now, katzatz. Oh, what does katzatz mean? Rashi. Katzatz. Vehitna im ba'al habayit amenat she'ochel. He made a deal with him, the Baal HaBayit. He made a condition with him, katzatz, he made a condition, a stipulation, you could eat. Now obviously it's got to be talking about a case where normally he's not allowed to eat. For example, the guy was plowing the ground. Plowing the ground normally could not eat, but he made a deal with him, you know what? I'll let you eat. Now in that case over there, the dynamics are much different. Because as he's eating like against his wages. So therefore it's like he's buying it. And you remember we learned on yesterday's daf that when you buy fruit from the Baal HaBayit, the buyer is Hayav in Ma'asir. So therefore in this case over here where he stipulated, the deen is Katzatz, Ahat, what's the bet? Okay, Ahat, Ahat, Yochal. He's allowed to eat one at a time. Shtayim, Shtayim, Lo Yochal. But two at a time he cannot eat. Seems that when he's made that stipulation, one at a time, it's not considered a gorin. It's not considered a pile. But once already he's eating two at a time, already two is considered like a pile, and therefore it's going to be hayav in ma'asir. Look at Rashi. Ahat, ahat, ochel. The pahot mishtayim lo hayil isu shem gorin, but the vashto nigmar melachto. Right, it was not nigmar melachto over here. So one of them is not considered a pile, no problem. Shtayim, shtayim, lo yochal. Rashi again. The shtayim, which means when you'd say you made a stipulation, you stipulated that it could eat, or Mecca, or you sold, okay, we have a chadush over here, which means once already there's a sale involved, so long as there's two already is considered a pile, even though there's no gemara melacha, it's hayav in ma'asir. Here, two or more. So in the case where he stipulated already made it, it's chashuv. So they stipulated to eat. You keep one at a time, no problem. But two at a time already, now it's considered a gorin. Therefore, he's hayab in ma'asir. Continue. We didn't get to the point yet. V'sofet b'melach v'yochal. Oh, clear blaita. And you could put salt on it and eat it. So right away, we have to know which case is this talking about. We have two cases. We have one case where the guy was allowed to eat because he's a worker. And then you have one case where there was a stipulation. I don't know which part of the braita this salt is talking about. So the Gemara asks, Ahiya, where is this going on? This putting salt on it. Ilima asefa, if it's going back on the last case where he stipulated, Kevan de katzat, since he made a stipulation he can eat, kol echi de ba'e lichul, let him eat as much as you want. Once I stipulate that you're allowed to eat, of course you can put salt on it. There's no restrictions. The only time there's a restriction is when, let's say, it's a regular worker. Okay, so the Torah says you can eat normal, but you can't do it something to enhance it. But if I stipulate you're allowed to eat, so once I stipulate you're allowed to eat, eat as much as you want. And therefore you should be allowed to even to put salt on it. So if for sure it's not coming to tell me that case, but for sure you'd be able to put salt. Elalav aresha. Here it is. Must be going back on the first case. The first case is a regular worker that's working in the field. And what's the Torah telling you? The Braita telling you over here? He's allowed to put salt. So now we have a stida. One Braita said, no salt. And one Braita says, yes, salt, stida. And now again, at this point we're thinking the whole inyan is to sweeten the fruit. And one place says, you can't do that because you can eat more than the allowance. But here it's mashma. Ah, sweeten it, no problem. You can eat as much as you want. How do you reconcile? That's the question that we have to answer. Good? So keep one finger on the Rashi. Okay. Amar Abaye Lakashe. So Abaye tries the first answer. Kan Ba'aris, Kan Bechutz La'aris. One bright is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and one bright is talking about Chutz La'aretz. What does that mean? Ba'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, kav'a sefita. In Eretz Yisrael, where the law of ma'asir is the oraita, we're going to ma'asir. Ma'asir is the oraita, so by putting salt on the item, that already is koveya, establishes the item to be hayav in ma'asir. We're going to be strict in Eretz Yisrael. However, b'chutz la'aretz, but in chutz la'aretz, lo kav'a sefita. Since chutz la'aretz, the whole law of ma'asir is Rabbanan from the start off, So if we're putting salt, there's not going to be a problem. Let's read Rashi now. What happened? Because there was a change now. Look at Rashi. Kan ba'aretz kamusas v'safita. This thing that you're putting the salt, not mishum anavim v'davar acher. Nothing to do with sweetening it. That's not the issue of the salt of it. The anyan dinan nakata ela mishum hashivut achila le'anyan ma'aser nakat v'asefa kai. Really, it's going back on the sefa where you stipulated with the guy. Stipulated, we said, you can eat as much as you want. Salt it, no problem. No, we're discussing the salting, not from the sweetening aspect. You're right. Eat as much as you want, but from the ma'asir aspect. That in Eretz Yisrael, when you stipulated with a guy, told him, eat, no problem. But once you put salt on it, that's going to consider the final process. The Eretz Yisrael that we're strict on ma'asir, therefore you can't eat it. The other bride that just put the salt on it, no problem. That's about chutzla ares, same case, and therefore no problem. You'll be able to. But you're right. From the sweetening aspect, but now you would not be allowed to eat if you didn't make a stipulation. We're discussing over the inyan of maaser. So the Gemara says, wait, that does not make sense. We have a general rule, and Abba's going to question that rule right now. Amar Rava, miika midi de baares kavaa sefita medeoraita. ובחוץ על הארץ לא קבעה ספיתה ומותר לכתחילה? Normally we have a general rule like this. When the rabbis make their laws, they like to model them like the Torah law. You're not going to make laws that are so totally to the extreme. You're going to tell me, in Eretz Yisrael, it's asur deoraita to pour salt on and to eat it. And in chutz la'aretz, mutar? It's too far. Usually the rabbis will be strict on the rabbinical like the Doraita. Therefore this answer to tell me, yeah, in Chutz La'aretz, don't worry, Ba'aser is Rabbanan. Pour salt on it, don't worry. No. Usually the Rabbanan is Ke'en Doraita. Therefore we're back to the simple question. How do you reconcile the two Braitot over here? One says you can put salt on the grapes, and one says you can't. Here comes the answer. Amarava. So now Rava gives the final answer. Ben ba'ares, ben bechutz la'ares, whether it's in Israel, whether it's not in Israel, hada lo kava'a sefita. If you're eating one, pouring salt on one is not going to be koveyayit, nothing. Tarte, but two, if he's eating two at a time, kava'a sefita. Then the pouring of the salt is going to be koveya'it, which means it's going to be considered a gorin. Which means once already, no difference, erisel chutzaris. So keep, take that off the table. Everything's the same. One, in a regular case of a worker, pouring salt on it, that's going to be not koveya for ma'asir. However, two, it's going to be a problem. Tarte kav asifita. Now, katzatz, now we get to the cases. Let's say he made a stipulation with the guy. If you make a stipulation with the guy, it's the case of what? Where the owner told him you could eat. So I'm not worried about the salting from the sweetening aspect of it, because let him eat as much as he wants. Katzatz, ben safat, whether he put salt, ben lo safat, or whether he didn't put salt, achat, achat, ochim. One at a time, he can eat, even with salt on it, by the way. I don't care, because he made a stipulation. One at a time, when there was a stipulation, there's no problem to put the salt. Because I still eat. So for the sweetening aspect, I don't care. Eat as much as you want. However, and for ma'asin also is no problem. Because one is not going to be koveya for ma'asin, even with one grape at a time. One grape at a
time. The one doesn't come over his wages. Only two comes over his wages.
He's one at a time. He's eating one at a time. There's no gordon on one. There's no pile on one. So, and there's no problem putting salt on it from the aspect of eating more than the allotment, because you gave him
a... And two is a gorek?
Oh, yes. However, shtayim, but two, lo yochal. But two, don't eat at all. Why? Because bottom line, two is considered a gorek. And in a case where there was a stipulation, or in a case where there was a purchase, and he purchased two, and he's eating two, then already it's considered a gorin, even though there's no gemar melacha. They didn't put it in the house yet. But the fact that you made a stipulation, that already is in like a gemar melacha, and you have a gorin of two, therefore it's going to be asur. So again, in the case of stipulation, one, eat no problem. One at a time, eat, put salt on it, Because I don't care, eat a million singles. I don't care, put salt, your appetite should grow, so what? I made a stipulation. But once you start with two at a time, no good, even without salt, because that's considered a gorer. Now, lo katzatz, no stipulation.
What's the difference?
Wait. There's no difference. One, you can even put salt. One, you can't put salt because you made a condition.
But two, you can't eat.
That's right. Two at a time.
What's the difference if you put salt on it?
There's no difference. By two, there's no difference. By one, there's the chiddush. By one, since there's a stipulation, I can't put salt because the guy didn't limit me how much I could eat. Therefore, even if it sweetens it, there's two issues. Don't confuse the sweetening and the ma'aser issue. The gemara sweetening issue, one, is there, again, let's talk like this. By one grape at a time, is there a ma'aser concern?
No.
What's the only concern? You're going to eat more than your allotment. So what? The guy made a condition. He told me I could eat. So put salt, sweeten it. By the way, put it in the fire. Do whatever you want. However, lo katzatz, if you didn't make a stipulation, which means a regular case of a worker, velo safat, and you didn't put salt on it, because again, a worker can never put salt on it. Because a worker is limited, right? Ochel, then he can eat. So again, lo katzat ve lo safat, ochel, shtayim, he can even eat two at a time. Because for a worker, the deen is, the worker is like the balabayit. And just like the balabayit is not chayav ma'aser at this point, we say kenaf shecha, so to the worker is not chayav ma'aser at this point. If we can even eat two at a time, because a worker has a deed of the Baal Abay. Again, the Baal Abay, is he Hayab Ma'aser over here?
No.
Till Gemar Menaka, till he puts it in the house, till he does whatever he does. We're not going to be Hayab a Baal Abay on two. So therefore, the worker also can eat two, but no salt. Because bottom line, he's not allowed to eat more than his allotment. However, Safat, but if he puts salt, Achat, Achat, Ochel. Oh, how do we learn this? Shtayim, lo yochal, v'afal gav, here's the key, denatal reshut me'ba'al abayit. Even though he got permission from the Baal Abayit, let's say, the Baal Abayit told him, you can eat. So one at a time, he can eat with salt. But two at a time, he's not going to be allowed to eat with salt once he gets permission from the Baal Abayit. Why? The itbi lehu lema'aser. Because now already it's going to become tevel, it's going to be chayav in ma'aser. Look at Rashi now, to get the case. Look at Rashi. No, one is okay.
Two plus salt.
Understand? It's okay. Stipulating, otherwise you can't put salt at all. That's right. Look at Rashi now. Start with Rashi. Tarti kaba'e sefita. Tarta kaba'e sefita. Can leave the kamam if all the shtayim lavi gorin. Okay, listen to who's not a gorin. Katzatz. Case number one. Katzatz, he made a stipulation. Ben safat, ben no safat. Right? I don't care, salt, no salt. Ketzitza mashve gorin. Here. The ketzitza, the fact that he made a stipulation, that makes a gorin kishen shtayim. Vahat achat ochel. Shtayim lo yochal. Vekevon achilay de ketzitza, leta b'shtayim, ela b'achat lo kaba b'em sefita. V'shumachi katani. That's why it said above, sofet b'melar v'ochel. That case where it says you could put salt is talking about where he made a condition. And when do we say you could put salt? Where you're eating one at a time. Sofet b'mela. Again, back to the Braitas now. Now we got to work on these dinim to the Braita. Braita number one said what? You could put salt. Well, Braita number two, one of them. You could put salt. That's going on the case where he made a stipulation. How many could he put salt on? One at a time. Not two. Two was a garden. No, he made a stipulation, but you have two issues here. You have ma'aser concerns, and you have sweetening concerns. From the ma'aser concern, one is not a gorin. Therefore, one puts salt. And that's what it said in the Braita. V'sofet melach. Put melach on it. We're eating one at a time, right? One at a time, no problem. And there was a stipulation. Continue. Lo katzatz. But if it's a regular worker, next to the she, v'lo safat. I need to put salt. Okay, no problem. Ochel shtayim. However, because no problem. There's no problem of ma'aser, and there's no problem of sweetening. Because there's no problem of ma'aser by a regular worker. By a regular worker... He's like the Balabai. He's like the Balabai with the Bihayav and Maasir until the Gemar Melacha, to work himself with, get this clarity. There's a difference between when there's a stipulation and or where there's a sale, that creates a hashivut of a finality of something. That brings it closer to the Hayuv of Maasir. Mashiachin, where the worker's working stam, where he's allowed to work because he's working, so therefore he's allowed to eat just like everybody else, just like the owner would be allowed to eat. And therefore the deen is safat, but if you put salt on it, lo yochal shtayim. He cannot eat two at a time. Why? The kaba'a sefita. Umishumachi ketari bebraita kamaita velo yispot. Don't put salt as what? De lav bekatsats aidi vachilato beshtayim shtayim. Where he's eating two at a time. He got permission from the balabai, you have to say, to eat. If you're going to get permission from the balabai, you got to put salt.
It's lo katsats though.
It's lo katsats, which means he's a regular worker, meaning he's plucking.
He's working for the guy.
He's plucking. He's allowed to eat from the Torah. He doesn't have to make a stipulation with the owner when he's working.
If he's not putting salt, he can eat two.
Right? If he's not putting salt, he can eat 10 at a time. No. A worker can eat, as long as he's not eating akhila gasa, as long as he's not full, he can eat 100 at a time. There's no issue on that. But the question is, how could you even tell me by a regular to put salt at all? Salt, that's asur. We got permission. The guy told him, don't worry, you can put salt. Okay, so we got that out of the way. But you got to worry about the ma'asid issue. So therefore the deen is one at a time with salt, no problem. Because there's no deen of ma'asid. Two at a time, but with salt, the two plus the salt is going to be, and that's what it said in the braita, lo yisput. That was talking about a regular worker, where he's eating two at a time with salt, that's going to be forbidden. And now the Gemara says, how do you know that two, which is a small amount, makes a goren to be hayav in maaser? So Gemara says, back to the Gemara, three lines on the bottom. V'tarte dekav'a sefita minalan. How do we know that two alone, just by putting salt on it, it's going to be hayav in maaser? How do you know that? Amar av matada mar kira. Ki kapsam ke'amir gurna. You gather them like a pile. Now, what's the minimum of gathering?
Two.
Minimum of gathering is two. So that's considered already, and it's called the goren. So therefore, in these cases over here, it's going to be the deen, which means, I'm going to read a sikum over here, just so you get it one more time, of Rabbah's answer. Ben bemekach, whether it's a sale. Sale, by the way, is hayav and maser. Ben, uben ha-sefita, putting the salt on it, Enam kuv'im the ma'asir ila b'shtayim shtayim. It's got to be always two. V'nimsa, shkashir kotsetsa po'el ibalabayit, made a stipulation with him. That means it's like he bought it. I'm stipulating you could eat against your, what I'm paying you. Hasifita enam ma'ale v'enam urida. Putting the salt, put as much salt as you want. What do I care? You stipulated to eat as much as you want, therefore go. V'rashayu lechot ahat ahat. Eat one at a time, of course, with sefita. Vasul lechosh taim shtayim. Even without sefita. Because the two is a goren, and you're like a lokayah, and we're strict by a lokayah to say that what is the deen of goren. Good. Vinit barab is a bright, now we're in the second bright. When the bright is vesofet veochel, it's talking about he's eating one at a time, put the salt on it, no problem. Veochel like a hot barat, if he had colour lechol, but when they come to the time, the bright that he's shown, that's an asur to put salt. Medaber bepo'al, a regular worker that's working for a balabayit. Vachilato b'shtayim, he can be two at a time. Oh, if you eat two at a time, don't put salt. Because two with the salt, so that's basically the rule of it. By a regular worker, two with salt is going to be a problem.
Always.
Always.
Two with salt, regardless.
No. We got permission to eat, let's say. We have to say we got permission to eat more than, you know, whatever, more than the regular allowance. Otherwise, you got to put salt on it, even one. That's what we're saying. One is permissible. We got permission. The guy said, no, I don't care if you put on one, but put on one. Okay, you're going to put on one. But two, you have another problem. Because two, and you put salt on it, now you have a ma'asid issue. Therefore, the deen is, you have ma'asid, you have to be concerned. So there were two brighter again. Brighter said, don't put salt. Yeah, put salt. Yeah, put salt is talking about a regular guy that the condition was made to him, a katzatz. On one, put salt, no problem. But you can do as much as you want. The second braita was talking about a po'el. A po'el can eat even two at a time. There's no problem with ma'aser, a po'el. Eat even two at a time. But without salt, once you put the salt on it, that's considered a kibiut, and therefore it's considered a kibiut. It's going to be hayab in ma'aser. Amen.